Connecticut is facing a significant eviction crisis, with filings surpassing pre-pandemic levels in 2022 and continuing to rise even today. I can tell you personally here on WICC, in the last few months, I've had two seniors who are listeners of the show call me to tell me, even though they have stayed at their properties for years, sometimes more than a decade or two, and have always paid on time, have had no issues, the landlord had different uses that they wanted to use their property for, and ultimately the residents were evicted. But it's not just being kicked out of your home and having a few more months to figure it out. It's also what happens to their belongings. And so it sort of led me to go, hey, let's talk to the state. I want to know what resources are available, what potential protections are there, because I never know, honestly, what to say to people who are calling me asking for help. And so I am so glad to have back on the show, Angela Schlingheide is here, who is the executive director for the Connecticut Bar Foundation. Angela, thank you for coming back on the show and talking about this.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning, Melissa. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here, Angela. First, as I mentioned, we're getting calls from especially seniors. I'm sure it's many others, obviously, who are dealing with this, but specifically seniors evicted and ending up in their cars, losing their belongings because they simply have nowhere to store their items. What are people's rights or resources when an eviction notice happens?
Yeah, so the first thing for people to remember, anyone to remember, whether they're a senior or not, is that a landlord can try to evict you, but they must go through the court process and a judge must enter an order of eviction. So your landlord cannot remove your belongings from your apartment or change the locks, even if you owe back rent, unless they win an eviction case against you in court. Your landlord must not lock you out of your home, shut off your heat or lights, or even make you leave before the court decides your case. So I think in many cases, people don't realize that, and they should understand those rights. But if they do receive eviction notice from the court, there are a few different options that people have. So first of all, there is a program in Connecticut called the Right to Counsel Eviction Defense Program. And there is a hotline that people can call. It's 1-800-559-1565, or they can go to the website, which is evictionhelpct.org. There, if they meet income eligibility requirements, they can speak to an attorney about their case and potentially get referred to one of the legal aid organizations in the state to help them with their matter. People should never, ever ignore the paperwork. That's very important. Sometimes people get scared and they don't know what to do, so they ignore it. Do not ignore it. If you get a notice, there will be information about the hotline there. So please call to see if you're eligible and you can speak to someone. And of course, people can always call 211 for information about referrals for legal help, as well as homeless shelters and other types of housing assistance in the state.
Angela, I want to back up.
We also have a website.
Sorry, only really quickly, and then I'm going to come back to the website. Really quickly, you had said before that if you get an eviction notice ordered from the court, how do you know that it's from the court versus from your landlord? Like you had said, check to make sure that the landlord goes through the proper steps. And I'm not saying in either of these cases that the landlord didn't. But how do you know that as a tenant that it did go through the court and that this is, in fact, being done legally?
So you will be served by a court martial with the paperwork. And there's, you know, a few different steps that happen. The first thing that happens is a person would receive something called a notice to quit, which is a legal document that you will be served with. And it will state the reason why the landlord wants to initiate the eviction in your case. There'll be a date on there that says that they would like you to leave the residence. It's important to note that people do not have to leave on the date listed on their notice to quit. If they don't leave, that is when the landlord will then file the summons for the eviction case that the person will again be served with from a marshal. And then the court case will initiate from that point.
Okay, so if you're being told, I just want to make sure I understand this. And again, Angela is here, who's the executive director of the Connecticut Bar Foundation. So if a tenant is only having direct contact with the landlord, there's no court martial. There's none of that happening. It's just you and the landlord having these back and forth conversations. That alone is a red flag, or at least you're not being given the proper heads up or the proper paperwork or being presented in the correct way.
Well, potentially that's correct, but there is a process. So for instance, if a landlord is saying that a person broke a rule in their lease, they're required by law to let the landlord know that, and they're supposed to send them a letter letting them know what they're doing wrong, and the person has 15 days to correct the problem. So if a person is in discussion with their landlord, it could be that the landlord is following the rule of the predetermination letter, letting the person know and giving them their 2 weeks, essentially 15 days to correct the problem. If a person gets a notice like this, they should try talking to their landlord. They should try to resolve whatever the issue is if possible. And then they should keep all documentation and proof that they have corrected the problem. For instance, if the landlord said that they damaged the apartment in some way, the person should then keep all their receipts on everything to show that they did pay to have the problem corrected. So it could be that the landlord is doing something that they're required to do under law. Of course, there could be a situation where a landlord is trying to get the person out by bypassing the court system and hoping that the individual isn't aware that there is a process that they have to go through. So in that case, you know, if a person is landlord is telling them, I'm evicting you and you have to be out, and they have never received any court paperwork, they should call the hotline for help, which again is 1-800-559-1565, to see what they can do about their situation.
We are chatting with Angela Schlinghide, who is the executive director of the Connecticut Bar Foundation, and we're talking about evictions. To be transparent with you listening at home, I have had many callers, specifically seniors, in the past few months who have told me they've been evicted from their homes. And a lot of times it's people who have been living there. One situation was since 2013. Another was almost two decades. They at least always relatively, or it seemed like, consistently paid on time. So there were no issues. It was a situation where the landlord wanted to use that property for something else. And we've heard of this before, right? I know we've heard of it at some of our colleges where some of the complexes there, if they want to expand, they've been bought out. I can think of right off the top of my head, Sacred Heart University a few years ago, a lot of those areas for it to expand. A lot of those complexes were sold so the college could expand. So we've heard of this happening, certainly. And I'm glad Angela's here to kind of make sure we know the legalities around them, but also the resources that you have if, God forbid, an eviction happens to you. So, Angela, you were talking before about all the resources people should be calling or contacting. You were about to talk about a website when I cut you off. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. So in Connecticut, we have a website. It's ctlawhealth.org. And this is a really fantastic resource that was designed specifically to be written in plain language, not legalese, for anyone who wants information about a whole host of different legal issues. But there is, as you can imagine, because it's very popular, an entire section on landlord, tenant, and eviction information. And that section outlines everything an individual needs to do if they're facing an eviction. It outlines the process. It outlines what to do if you have to go to court or if you're involved in the mediation process with your landlord, what to do if you are ultimately evicted at the end of your court case. And it also outlines the rights and responsibilities for both the tenant and the landlord so that people understand everything they need to do, but also everything that their landlord needs to be doing to make sure that they're not violating the law.
And another thing I wanted to talk about with you is again, going back to the example I had just used for example, the college that was expanding, you can understand, certainly there's two sides to every story, right? And I don't want it to just sound like I'm only on the resident side, because I'm on both sides. I do think that there are landlords that, man, they have a tough task as well, handling tenants. So I'm not saying that it's easy from either side standpoint. And I can understand where landlords are saying, look, if somebody's going to show me a pretty penny and I could sell this property and I could, you know, make bank on it, essentially, I'm going to do it, you know, obviously in a legal way. But so again, my question, though, from a tenant standpoint is, are there things that they should or can be doing to at least protect themselves or prepare themselves properly for a potential eviction? As I mentioned, it may feel like, hey, I've got a great relationship with my landlord. I haven't done anything wrong. But in some of these situations I've heard about, they didn't do anything wrong. The landlord, though, decided to sell the property. So are there things that people can be doing or check-ins or ways to prepare themselves for a potential eviction?
Yeah. So, I mean, under Connecticut law right now, a landlord, you know, they cannot evict a tenant without good cause before the end of their lease. However, if a tenant's lease is expiring, a landlord can file an eviction if they choose not to relet the property to that particular tenant for whatever the reason may be. For the past couple of years, there has been proposed legislation to change this law so that a landlord can only evict a tenant for good cause. And the potential legislation outlines what that good cause would look like. But to date, that legislation has not been enacted into law. So a landlord, as you said, they're fully within their rights to do it. As long as the person's lease is expired, they can move forward with that. So some tips that people to help people stay in their apartment are, you know, always keep receipts for paid rent paid with cash or money order, and keep those receipts in a safe place for at least a year. Keep all emails and text messages you exchange with your landlord about your rent payments. Make sure you're paying your rent by the 10th of each month or by the fifth day if you're paying weekly. Do not stop paying rent, even if there are problems with your apartment or your landlord. Never ignore or tear up any legal papers that your landlord sends or any letters that your landlord sends. So those are all things that a person can do. It's also really important for people to remember that if they're experiencing discrimination based on a protected class, like age, for instance, is a protected class, that is against the law. So people should be reaching out for assistance. In Connecticut, we have an organization that the foundation funds called the Connecticut Fair Housing Center. That is a statewide organization that provides services to low-income individuals who are facing discrimination in housing. So those are all things people can do. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, the way the law is currently in Connecticut, if they're just being evicted because the landlord wants to not re-let the property to them because they have other uses for it, there's not a lot that a tenant can do to avoid that. So if you learn that a landlord is going to be selling your property, not reletting it to you, the sooner you learn, the sooner you can act on that and try to start reaching out for resources to help you find a new place to move, the better off you are. Do not wait to handle that situation, because it will become increasingly difficult for you to find an affordable place to move to.
Yeah, exactly. And we will put those resources as well up on our website, voiceofct.com. Angela Schlingheit, I want to thank you so much for the work that you do and for giving us the time here on WICC. We appreciate it.